that's all about Masonic pillars. The show that's all about microchips in your arm. The show that's all about delivering thimerosal mercury via your veins directly into your brain pan at birth. The show that's all about radiation and just how good it is at disrupting your DNA. The show that's all about scumbaggery and how to expose it. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. The lighter side of genocide. Because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. I think that's pretty straightforward and everybody needs to understand this because, oh my God. You ever tried to talk to people with no sense of humour? It's infuriating. Can't handle it. Today, we have a guest, Matthew Marsh, otherwise known as the Esoteric Eagle. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Kia ora, my brother. How's it cracking?
Well, what was I talking about the other day? I forget. Wait, the United States. That's right. I was talking about this the other day. My mate came up to me and he go, "Hey, Vinny, what's crack-a-lackin'?" And I said, "Well, technically, it's the United States because now white people are in the minority underneath Hispanics. So it technically is crack-a-lackin'."
True that. Mm-hmm. The old United Snakes Corporation, eh?
Well, I was going to call it the Unfortunate States of Affairs.
Yep, you'd be equally accurate with that title.
Yeah. It's good to be the foreigners bashing the Americas. All right, now, speaking of which, I'd like to just get a bit of a background on you, Matthew, just a little bit about yourself and what it is you do.
Well, I'm very much into my underground conscious hip-hop. I guess it would have all started when I started discovering some of the scumbaggery, as you like to call it. And that led to a lot of private research and everything on like that, a lot of travel. And I eventually started to discover the kind of all of the esoteric knowledge that has been covered up. And now most of my focus will be on that, on the sacred science of the sun and metaphysics and astrotheology, you know, all of these knowledges which have been covered up under inquisitions and various laws and, you know, all of this business.
Okay. And what actually got you interested in the first place? I mean, were you like many other truthers who got really badly shafted in their jobs and you're just like, man, life sucks, and then suddenly started watching documentaries and people who've got documents and what have you and just go, you know what? It wasn't just me that was the problem. It was the whole system. It was everybody else.
Yep, that's the one. Well, actually, my entrance into the rabbit hole would have started with their Loose Change documentary, and that was a fair while ago. And that opened it up for me, which kind of led to research and all these other facets of the corruption, and a lot of my energy was going into that, meaning that I was becoming quite a negative person. I was absorbing a lot of this energy. And at the time, I was working kind of a 9-to-5, living for the weekend, doing all sorts of business. I probably shouldn't, in hindsight. And after about a year of that, I realized that I had to give it all up. And I decided to go overseas to book a flight over to Egypt and go see a land which I'd been kind of researching, not as extensively as I have since I've come back. But I decided to go over there and. I've traveled around for about 2 years, living in monasteries and doing that kind of thing, just trying to witness as much as I could. And then now I'm back in New Zealand, working on a few different projects and making music. I also do sacred geometry art, so I'm going to try push that forwards in the not so distant future as well.
So you're going to make some anti-New World Order gangster rap or something like sacred geometry MC or something?
Yeah, well, it's a mix. I mean, I've got my songs which are talking about kind of different elements of the ecclesiastic matrix and the monetary matrix, and talking about that. But because I don't want to, you know, put too much thought and energy into that, I also have a lot of of music, and not all of it released yet, but discussing kind of the more philosophical and the sacred aspects of the mystery systems, the mystery schools, and all of that. So it's kind of a shift between them both to keep things well balanced.
Yeah. Well, I find being a truther is kind of like being a cook. If you've got very, very limited number of ingredients, you've got a very limited number of dishes you can prepare.
Yep.
And I say, you know, if you want to be the best chef, you got to try as many different things and experiment and all that stuff as you can. Otherwise, people ain't going to come to your restaurant. They ain't going to listen to you because it's the same food every single time. And unless you've got some MSG and lots of fat, salt, sugar, which will wind up killing your customers, they ain't going to come back because it's not addictive enough.
Indeed. No, you're right on the hitting the nail on the head there, Vinny, because a lot of people these days, they only observe life and understand it from one degree. And then a lot of people are very entrapped within a certain paradigm of thinking. They're in a very repetitious thought process, and they're downloading all of the information directly from mainstream corpuses. And because of this, because of the lack of their own personal research and kind of their own experimentation and experience, they don't have a very clear understanding. They don't see the big picture.
Yeah, they don't. And I think the whole concept of big picture thinking is almost irrelevant to the point, because you realize every big picture is just a larger version of a smaller picture. And so, in essence, the idea is not actually to say that, oh, this is a small picture and there's a different, separate big picture. The small picture is the same as the big picture. You just got to step back and understand the connection between them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's there's the microcosmic, the macrocosmic, as above, so below. And because of that essence of the holographic universe, you know, it's the most important thing within an individual's life is to emanate as much love, to generate and channel very pure energies, and to be a generator, a conductor of good vibrations, and spread them among the people. Because I see in the world today there's a lot of protest and a lot of that, and I mean that's good, that's an important thing that has to happen to expose what's happening, but it has to be done in a healthy nature. People yelling at one another is certainly not going to do anything. It's just going to be another type of political argument, you know, like ping pong argument.
Well, you see, that's how I've concluded that both sides of every major argument are wrong, because if one of them mm-hmm. was right, if one of them was right and the other was wrong, the argument would be over pretty fracking quickly, wouldn't it? It wouldn't go on for 100 years.
Yeah, that's fracking right, man. Yeah, onto it. It seems that you can't be right while calling someone else wrong. It kind of boils down to that in my head. So when I'm trying to discuss something with someone of a very kind of opposite view or seemingly opposite view, I'll just try to kind of just to get their mind marinating on some kind of the sacred sciences was what I'd get them to focus on. For example, I was chatting to this bloke on Cuba Street in the weekend. He was a Christian guy who was there with a bunch of his brethren, and they were giving out, you know, cookies and hot chocolates and all that, and they weren't really trying to convert anyone. They were just doing a good deed. So, I mean, props to them. But I ended up chatting to them for about an hour, and I was kind of telling them a bit about the astromorphized aspect of Jesus and just kind of, I mean, I kind of went into that very, very softly. I was more talking philosophically about the science behind the Bible without kind of telling them that it's a whole bunch of baloney, trying to keep myself from actually telling him that he was wrong and I was right, because that's a kind of, you know, to check the ego is a big part of life for a mystic or for anyone in my shoes. But yeah, I just found it interesting.
I think if you are accurate though and they're not, then I think it's actually your duty to inform them that they're wrong and you're right. But the thing is, you can't do it from a I'm right and you're wrong sort of way. It's not about the two people that are discussing having that. It's about the two concepts that each of them are discussing. It's usually behind you. It's behind each of us, you know, like behind your eyes, for example, there's your mind, there's your brain, there's your cognitive dissonance, there's your upbringing, there's your experiences. And when you're trying to convince somebody of something that they disagree with, you're not only trying to convince that person in front of you, the person who you're looking in the eyes, but you're also trying to convince and override their experiences, their lives, their worldview, and all of their affiliated indoctrinating practices that they've undergone during their course of life on this earth. And it's incredibly difficult. I mean, it's not like you've got some kind of a truth, a verbal smart bomb that travels through those couple of blockades and then just blows up in their brain. It's like, oh my God, Natalie was... It's our job. I'm going to go out there and expose scumbaggery now. What's this Bible doing here? Get it out of my face.
Yeah, man. I know what you're saying. It's a very delicate matter, and you need to understand the kind of the psychology and whatnot behind it. Need to first of all, you kind of need to separate them from all these titles and all these labels that they've given themselves and they've tried to define themselves with. So, you know, yeah, you need to make sure not to be attacking them, to be educating them in a very, the right type of nature. But there's also...
What you talked about before was love and vibrations, wasn't it? Yeah. And, I remember looking at a presentation by Michael Desarian, and he said some very interesting stuff. And basically, he showed these two wavelength patterns, okay? One of them was extremely juttering, like going up and down, up and down, up and down, really, really fast and intense. And that was opposed to the other one, which was long, slow, undulating radio wave. And the difference between these two... was actually the emotions, right? The first one, the one that's juddering up and down, that's really intense, is actually the love vibration. And what it does is it activates things, okay? Let's say, for instance, you were a target, okay? And somebody's shooting at you with a single-shot rifle. There's only so many bullets he could get into you, right? Whereas if you've got a full auto... and many of those all blasting away, you're going to basically shred whatever's there. And I think that's what the love vibration does, is it shreds people's insecurities. It makes them feel comfortable. It makes them feel better, right? Whereas the other frequency, very long, slow, undulating, it's very hit and miss, so to speak. And it doesn't wake people up very well at all by comparison. The difficulty is communicating that across to somebody as a concept is very, very different to being face-to-face and communicating across to them using that vibration right there in front of them.
Yep, true. Yeah, that whole study and that understanding of metaphysics is a very important part of this revolution, or the inner revolution especially. I mean... You look at the way that these frequencies work and the very slow ones, which are unactivating very many codons of the double helix, and you look at kind of politics and all these, or the news and whatnot, and they're projecting all these fear, and they're working in very, very slow, unharmonious patterns. So it's important to kind of to be operating on these high frequencies if you wish to achieve anything. I mean, you certainly couldn't educate anyone while still operating on these lower frequencies yourself. So it's quite an important aspect of consciousness to be looking at.
Well, see, the other important aspect is actually balance. You said earlier that you used to be the type of person who lives for the weekend, and I'm still that kind of person, because I understand that the weekend's very healthy because it recharges me, allows me to relax and whatever.
Yep.
And more to the point, it allows me to feel alive, because the work that we all do for a full 5 days of the week freaking kills you.
Yeah, absolutely. No. When I was saying I was living for the weekend, it was more of a destructive one. You know, living in the kind of kind of classic Western paradigm of drinking a bit too much, and that type of thing. But it definitely is important to charge your batteries, like you say. Yeah, you know, God created the day, the universe, and then 6 days, and then had a rest. So I mean, we follow the same model, the same geometry. So yeah, it's definitely important to kind of sit back and just kind of meditate upon those days, or rest in whatever way that you find the most relaxing and the most charging. But it's definitely definitely part of the whole process.
Yeah. Well, see, end games, right? They're another thing that I think we all need to be looking forward to a lot. More to the point, what's my end game? Where do I want to end up? I mean, essentially, I have a very low expectation. I expect to end up in a box buried somewhere at some point. You know? And at that point, I'll be like, great, I have achieved my end goal, regardless of whatever happens from now until then. It's Derek Eagle. Matthew is my guest, the anti-NWO MC, and we'll be right back after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Join us in the chat room there as well, and we'll be back with just a few advertisements in the way.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Critics and fans alike are calling the latest book by Sean David Morton, Sands of Time, amazing. 5 stars. A soaring adventure. Better than anything by Dan Brown and James Patterson by far. A sweeping, epic masterpiece. Incredible true story of Dr. Ted Humphrey and his involvement with Area 51, the Dulce Wars, the Montauk Project, and his meteoric rise to become head of an all-powerful shadow government engaged in a desperate, above-top-secret race against time to save the world. Sands of Time is truly remarkable, a rare and precious look behind the curtain of New World Order super technology with enough hard science to convince even the most cynical skeptics. From the Philadelphia Experiment and Roswell to teleportation and time travel, Sands of Time solves the mysteries that have been baffling the world for 70 years, proving that all we have come to accept as reality is wrong. Sands of Time by award-winning author Sean David Morton, available exclusively as a signed first edition hardback only at StrangeUniverseRadio.com. Read this fantastic book and never be the same.
Assassination. You know what's interesting about assassination? Well, not only does it change those popularity polls in a big hurry, but it's also interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. You ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who've told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam! Right in the head. Apparently we're not ready for that. Yeah, that's difficult behavior for us. We're too busy thinking around, sitting around trying to think up ways to kill each other. Here's one we came up with. It's efficient, too. Genocide. You know? Killing large numbers of people simply because they don't look like you, they don't talk like you, and they don't have the same kind of hats you do. You ever notice that anytime you see two groups of people who really hate each other, chances are good they're wearing different kind of hats. Keep an eye on that. It might be important.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold is the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard hitting and in your face, America.
Yeah. Yeah. And no one like me. Yeah. 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 Congratulations. You made it. Welcome to the Crusader. It's been a long time coming, yo. But I'm here now. What you gonna do? How many dudes you really know can flow like this? Like this. Like this, let's do it. How many dudes you know vote like this? How many dudes you know flow like this? Not many, if any, not many, if any. How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know anybody. Check, check to the mic, check a 1-2 from a crew coming through. Welcome back. Yet. Nowadays everybody wanna talk, but we got some of those.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show. The show that's all about keeping it bankster. On AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. You can join us in the chat room there at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. We've got quite a few people in here now. Normally for this show, we've only got, less than is in there at the moment. So thank you very much for tuning in there. And also, after the show, each day, we like to do, or at least I'm going to try and keep it up to each day. Might not work quite so well today because I'm being interviewed by a filmmaker. He's coming to the pad. The hovel, after the show today, about an hour and a half after, so I'll have just enough time probably to get my archiving done, have a little bit of a chat with the listeners and clean this filthy place up, and it's going to be good. I'll be on a documentary. I think this might be the second documentary that I'll be participating in as many years. So that'll be cool. Things are taking off, ladies and gentlemen. Things are really, really starting to take off for the Vinny Eastwood Show. Indeed. And that is in no small part due to you, the listeners. I have people messaging me all the time just going, you know what, Vinny, I just told like half a dozen people at the local cafe about your show. One of them started listening to them and now I'm friends with them and this, that, and the other. Okay, trust me when I tell you, this show is going to be fracking huge. Okay, it's going to be an uber massive mega fabuloso broadcast 5 days a week. Every part of the year, okay? And what I wanted to say on top of that is that I need your support in order to make that happen. The more support I get, the faster we reach that goal of 200 subscribers per week, the better we can do everything. You know, I've got equipment that I need to get. I need some 2 terabyte hard drives. If anybody's capable of donating some, a couple of terabytes of external disk space to me. I'm running out of space. I always am because I'm recording the show on the webcam every day, as well as the audio, as well as going out and shooting protests in full HD, uploading an hour long worth of raw protest footage so that people can use it for their own documentaries and things of that nature. And everything that I do upload from this radio show is Creative Commons on YouTube as well. So if you wanted to make a documentary or a video or something of that nature, you are allowed to download any one of my videos you like, cut out whatever section you want, even if you're using it to demonize me. I don't care. Please, please do it. Because the more you demonize me, the more people get interested and start listening to the show and realize that your demonizations was all full of crap and that Vinny Ace was actually pretty awesome.
Or at least that's my perspective. I could be wrong because I just think I have a real happy, fabulous, awesome life, apart from the fact that I understand that I'm about to be exterminated by ruthless criminal sociopathic control freak scumbaggery. Matty Marsh, not the esoteric eagle, he's actually the celestial serpent. All right? He's an anti-NWO MC. And you know how all those gangster MCs, they go like, oh, man, I just want to give a shout-out to my homies. And like, he's now going to give a shout-out to his homies.
Yes, I guess I am. I'll be part of a crew called Mars Children, M-A-R-Z space Children. And we're just a bunch of conscious MCs from Wellington trying to spread the word, spread the consciousness. And I just want to say shout out to all my people there. And actually, while I'm at it, shout out to my family and all my loved ones. But yeah.
And all the people complete. Watching live on Sticky TV.
Of course, of course, of course. Everyone, in fact, even a shout out to all the psychopaths that, you know, because they need love more than anyone. And yeah. they often get a lot of our negative energy, but that's kind of seems to be perpetuating the problem.
Don't they love that negative energy? It's like, aren't happy. People are afraid. People are scared. Why don't you just be happy and laugh all the time? In fact, here's an interesting story for you. Maybe you'll be able to relate to this. I had a listener on with a call. I think there's about eight of us on the Skype chat or something after the show on Friday. And he talked about his grandmother. Now, grandmother was like 93, I think, drinking half a bottle of scotch a day, smoking cigarettes every day, always hanging out with her friends down the pub, and she'd been doing that for practically her entire life. And it clicked to me. You know the reason why some people can live incredibly unhealthy lifestyles and yet still be healthy and keep walking around and still live for a long, long time? The reason why is because they're drinking, they're smoking, with good friends who make them laugh all day, every day.
Yeah, man.
If you want to live longer, ladies and gentlemen, laugh more.
Yep, absolutely. Amen to that one. And it's also about your thoughts on what you're doing. If you're smoking and you're very conscious it's bad for you, you're thinking about it, well, then it's going to be affecting you very greatly. But if it's kind of like that ignorance is bliss thing. When you're not projecting in your energy towards something, then it's, you know, it has no place in your reality, which kind of just goes into the whole concept that we all create our own holographic universes with, you know, when you look down on the molecular level and realize that the atoms are 99.9% space, and a lot of theory that space is just thought, there's just different aspects of thought, then you realize, you know, what this creation is that we see around us with our five senses is only half of the picture. So that the thoughts are very powerful in this world.
Well, they are. And if you talk about illness, what's the cause of 90% of all illness? Stress.
Yep. That's right.
Can anybody raise a hand out there when you go to work? Are you real happy about that, or are you a little bit stressed out about it? Stressed. If you get stuck in traffic on your way to work, are you a little bit happy about it, or are you a little bit stressed out about it? Stressed! If you've only got 1 hour for lunch and you've got to go out and you've got to eat something real quick and then shovel it down, you don't really have enough time to eat anything healthy, so you've got to eat crap for you. Stressed! Mm. and when you're on your way home, you've got to make sure that you're stuck in traffic, of course, for another hour or something, so you can't get home to your family. And the entire time you're in that car, you're actually pretty hungry and you're starting to get angrier and start to get like slight road rage, little vein popping out in the side of your head. Stress! And then when you get home, you're not actually away from work, actually. Your missus tells you you've got to do the dishes and you've got to do the vacuuming and you've got to fold the washing and everything like that, and all you do is want to relax. Stress, you know, and people wonder why everybody's getting cancer and dying left, right, and center. Your entire life is structured and built upon it as if it's a steel frame building of stress. But, of course, it could probably just be taken out with a little bit of kerosene and an aluminium can.
Yeah, that's right, man. There's a lot of stress in kind of the modern monetary matrix, this world we've been conditioned to believe is the only thing out there. So one of the biggest things that one can do to counter this is starting to alter their lifestyle, you know, start to grow their own organic heirloom vegetables, start to be close with their communities. And the more we get into it, the more we realize that the money isn't as necessary as we think it is. And all the things that work with this money, all the law structures, every facet of the Roman Catholic Church that is the powerhouse of today. You know, we don't need it. The illusion is that they make us think that we need them, when really they need us as their debt slaves, and that's as simple as that.
Yeah, not entirely dissimilar from the scene in V for Vendetta, where they're trying to freak everybody out with the propaganda and the interlink and everything. I want you to tell people why they need us. And the fact of the matter is, the reason why you're getting so angry and the reason why you're trying to convince people that you're needed is you're not needed. Okay.
Yeah.
If you were needed, people would try to convince you that you're needed, not the other way around.
Yep, that's the whole illusion right there, and they're feeding off of all our negativity. They're only existent. They're only able to live as parasites because of our impurities. So when we can start to alter those and learn to live as a community once again, start creating more kind of perpetual zero point energy devices, or even starting on the old, you know, homemade wind turbines and solar panels, and start operating as a community, then we'll realize how little power they actually have. And that's the day I live for.
Well, I don't live for that day. I only live for one day, and it's a continuous one. It's today. I understand that there's goals and things that I would like to see, but yep. Ultimately, those goals don't rule my life, and I don't actually head towards them. It's more like if you've got a big goal, let's say point A to point B, all you got to do is just take little steps every day and focus on that little step that you're taking, so you don't trip over a tree root or some Shiite Muslim.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Stay the course.
Yeah, no, you got to be very conscious of the now, because that's half of the kind of the illusion that we live in, is also living in this kind of all these fantasies and these remembrances of the past and all these kind of illusions, which keep us from seeing the reality. And a lot of Buddhism, Taoism, and all the theosophical understanding of things is based upon that we need to learn to appreciate the now, or else, you know, if you can't appreciate the small things, then how do you expect to see anything but illusion and stress? Yeah,
Isn't everybody just getting angry at the small things instead of enjoying them?
Yeah, it's a crime, mate. And the way that we kind of try to kill time in some ways, and you know, I mean, if I've done a few travels myself without any money, and I just, me and my good friend Cosmo, we traveled around and let the universe guide us, and we found ourselves just fascinated and very connected with nature, and just you could see the geometry of everything when you slow down and just observe, you know, without any too much perception, without too much of your opinion shining through, when you just simply observe, you know, it's a beautiful world, and half of the problem is that we think there's a problem, so it's quite paradoxical.
Yeah. Well, let's say you're on a river and the river's flowing downstream, and you wrongly think that you're supposed to flow upstream. So basically, you spend all your time battling against a current when it would have been a hell of a lot easier and the more correct way to just go with the flow.
Absolutely, my friend. That's the secret to all life. And it sounds very hippie. It sounds too simple to even be a possibility. The way that we're kind of programmed, we just need to learn to change the way that we think, to change the way that we see things, and that's the greatest revolution of all. Is, you know, if one or two people, if in your lifetime you change a few people's minds, and then they do it to others, you know, that's how the domino effect of this revolution. I, in my opinion, that's how it will work.
Yeah.
It will slowly affect others with our own kind of vibrations, I guess you'd say.
Well, there's an opposite to it, and I said this on the show the other day, and I think it's quite a brilliant thought. Whatever the New World Order is doing, do the exact opposite, and that will be the correct thing. For instance, herd mentality. You're the one person trying to convince everybody, and everybody has to band together to tell you you're wrong, okay? Mm-hmm. It's an incredible amount of energy because everybody has to stop you, okay? So essentially, you've stopped everybody else. And so the truth away of getting people to stop what they're doing is not for everybody to come in all at once to convince one person, because that's just not energy. You're the one actually convincing the whole lot of people at the same time, and one or two of them might actually resonate and later on wake up. And meanwhile, they're still saying, you know, you're wrong. The New World Order doesn't exist. There's no such thing as the Rockefeller Foundation. There's no such thing as the Rothschilds. There's no such thing as the Reserve Bank. There's no such thing as the Federal Reserve. You know, they don't exist. Well, these people don't have any idea what they're talking about. Few people, on the other hand, in that crowd of people know exactly what you're talking about. And those two people will go out and they'll have a group of people that are telling them that they're wrong. And out of that group, only a few of them, and so on and so forth. So the opposite of herd mentality, which is everybody coming together to tell you you're wrong, is only the one person there who's right, saying the truth, and people pick it up regardless of how hard they try to ignore it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's you definitely got to choose your battles wisely, and just, you know, you conserve your energy when it's not benefiting anyone. Like if you try to project knowledge towards someone who's stuck in a very specific paradigm, only comprehensive of one degree of light frequency, then you're not going to get anywhere, because they're creating their own prison by their thoughts and by their so-called understanding of life. So, I mean, to kind of to bollock at someone like that and just and try to get through to them, it's almost a waste of time. I mean, we should also not leave those people to kind of rot. But yeah,
well, your energy it'll damage you. It'll damage you. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's like harvesting fruit from a tree. You pick the low-hanging fruit that's right there, right in front of you, that's ripe, that's the smartest thing to do. You don't wind up risking yourself by climbing all the way to the top of the tree to get a fruit that is still green, still hard, and utterly inedible. It just doesn't make any sense. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and we'll be right back just after the break. Join us in the chat room at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
I want to tell you about something really, really cool. It is silvercoins.ag. Now, AG is the symbol for silver on the periodic table of elements. Silvercoins.ag is the new website for cheap silver coins. Silvercoins.ag automatically serves popular online retailers for silver coin bargains based on the minute-to-minute fluctuations of the silver market. Silvercoins.ag focuses on silver purchases from $5 to $50, but of course, big junk silver bags and monster boxes are available too. Purchases can generally be done using a credit card or even PayPal, so you have multiple layers of buyer protection. Silvercoins.ag has no annoying salesmen. Silvercoins.ag has live streaming metal prices, so you don't have to refresh your browser all day long. Stop the endless web surfing for the best silver coin deals, because now you can visit and bookmark silvercoins.ag. I use it. I want all your friends to use it. You tell them Jack Blood sent you.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transcending an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the great spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Your life as it has been is over.
Don't miss the Middle Chamber of Prayer X on AMR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift, Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central.
And gentlemen, you are now listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, broadcasting live from your own calcified pineal gland. Anyway, a very special guest, Matthew Marsh, the celestial serpent. How did you come up with that one? I mean, it's wordplay. I'm good with words and everything like that, so I understand the mentality. But how did that actually come about for you in terms of wanting to contribute to the fight against the New World Order in this particular way? Okay, I mean, like my parents, my mum was a poet, my dad was an entrepreneur and an MC and a performer and all of that, so naturally suited to it. What about your parents?
Well, my parents aren't particularly artistically talented. I mean, they do have a bit of that to them, but I think it might have skipped a generation, because my grandfather, who's passed away, was quite an artistic man, and I don't know. I mean, whatever talents you've got, it's just use them for the good of humanity, for the good of the universe, and I think music and art will probably be my main talents in this incarnation. And in regards to the celestial serpent, I don't actually know when I created it. It would have been quite a long time ago, but it's It's a wordplay on lots of different levels, as most good kind of allegories are. So it's kind of playing on the DNA on the serpentine DNA and the microcosmic macrocosmic relationship between our DNA and the geometry of the universe. So I guess it'd be playing on that pretty much.
Well, think about this. When you want to contribute in some way, it doesn't matter what your history is, doesn't matter what your skill set is. I found everybody kind of comes to the truth in their own way, and they come to their abilities in their own way. It's as if we're given a stock standard pack of tools, but that pack of tools is all folded up, kind of like, you know, have you ever seen, what was it, Gone in 60 Seconds, how he has that whole big rolled up thing of things that pick car locks and what have you? It's kind of like that. You know, you unroll it once, and then there's a few tools there. You unroll it again, you know, and it's still not fully rolled out yet. So we keep accumulating new skills, new abilities, and things of that nature as we go through. And I've found that there's no way to predict which way people will go. Like, there's no way to predict who's going to wake up, or how, or why, or why they would choose to start contributing to the fight and things of that nature, right? It seems random. Yet, once you do wake up, once you do start contributing, you start to see it as fatalistic.
Yeah. It's very amazing how that whole works. You know, that how everything is—it's just so mysterious. The nature of the universe. So I mean, you never know, what's going to happen. I mean, the best you can do is just sit back and try to understand what's happening to you and why it's doing it. Just see the signs and follow them. That's certainly all that I've done. Just let things unroll naturally.
Well, then that's another thing, seeing the signs. Now, it depends. If you're driving a car and you're very wary and you're looking out, you'll obviously see the signs. If you're driving a car and you're incredibly drunk and half asleep at the wheel, and for all intents and purposes asleep at the wheel, you ain't going to see any of those signs, are you?
No, you're not. No, that's a... That's another good analogy right there, and that's kind of seems like the state of most people. They, because they're not looking, they're not conscious. Again, they're looking from maybe one degree of consciousness. They're just very unaware of what's happening, and they're not looking out for all the important things that are happening within the news and within the discoveries of science and all that. They're quite oblivious to that. So,
There's only one sign they obey: give way.
Yes, give way. That is the one right there. And another important thing is they're not very intuitive. I mean, that's quite a generic thing to say. I mean, there's lots of people there who are plugged into the system and they still have an intuitive nature to them, because we all kind of evolve and involve in our own way through our own kind of experiences. I mean, I got a really good example for this. There's the president of the Theosophical Society, which I attend in Wellington. She works selling insurance, and you know, from quite a from like the perspective of the New World Order and whatnot, it's not really good. It doesn't seem like a very good job for humanity. You know, it's kind of selling people. Yeah, I'm not going to get into that, but
I can sum it up for you pretty quickly. If insurance was worth it, they wouldn't sell it to you.
Yeah, there you go. You got it in a nutshell right there. But what I was going to say is that through that experience, her personally, she learned a lot. She learned to be a lot very patient, and she learned a lot of virtue from it. So it just kind of goes to show the holographic essence of creation and our own experience within it. That, you know, we all have these unique experiences, and what may seem bad to another person might be very, you know, it might be very good for you. Like, who would have thought that you would have obtained some type of virtues from working, you know, from being an employee of the beast? You know, it's So it's kind of funny the way things work, and you certainly can't judge other people for the decisions they've made when you haven't lived in their shoes. And I mean, there's no point in judging anyway. A wise man judges himself, a fool judges others. It's absolutely nothing to gain from judging other people.
Well, but that's true. What was I saying? You were talking about these people not being very intuitive. And I'm not 100% sure if that's the only thing. I think it might also be that they lack in initiative. And speaking of initiative, when they do hear the truth, it has a laxative effect.
Yeah, for sure.
We're trapped, basically. When you're given a task, okay, it doesn't matter how hard the task is. You've got to figure out ways to achieve it. Let's say you wanted to, overthrow the whole Illuminati New World Order apparatus, etc. Right? We all want that. But neither you nor I are capable of doing it single-handed. There's just no fracking way. So you got to figure out what part of the agenda best suits me, kind of thing. You know how some people, they'll be like, man, I don't like the laws in New Zealand. I'm going to go to the UK or I'm going to travel to Germany. And they try to look for the tyranny that best suits them as opposed to wondering whether or not tyranny is good for me at all. That's the world we live in, essentially. We've got to find a way to live in the tyrannical system and be able to survive its nasty machinations and what have you, and also find a way inside that to resist the system. So you can live it, survive it, and resist it simultaneously and make it all swim beautifully, like a double-headed snake moving together, as it were.
Yeah, that's the art, mate. It all comes down to balance. And that's kind of what I was trying to get across with that whole people not having much of the feminine aspect. They're not very intuitive. I mean, it's more or less that they don't have that feminine aspect to their brain. They're not accessing both hemispheres, and their pituitary and pineal aren't communicating efficiently, and the electromagnetic field, you know, it's not operating at its supreme potential. And it seems that around the place you can see that there's not this balance, and because there's not the feminine, the rational approach, our intellect is very morphed, and what people consider to be kind of rational is just so irrational because of that. And you can't really come to an accurate inner standing or understanding of anything until you can find that balance inside of yourself. And it's only by finding that balance within yourself that you can start to help others. And you know, I mean, change starts within. It's spoken by the mystics.
Well, so we're talking about the micro out to the macro, okay? Mm-hmm. Everything's the same. Everything is exactly the same. It's just different levels of it, bigger or smaller or whatever. So if you change yourself, boom, everything else up above you, bigger and below you, bigger or smaller, is also going to change. It can't not.
Yep, that's right. So, I mean, you, like you're saying, you can't overthrow the Illuminati by yourself. That's a pretty big feat, but what you can do is just focus your energy on your life and what you can do to better yourself.
Yeah, I think that's about right. Right, we'll be back after the break. We're now going to start opening the lines and taking callers. The number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. The number's going to be popped into the chat room as well for all of y'all in there. Also, if you are capable of donating $5 a month by going to theevenlyeastwoodshow.com and clicking on the subscription button, if you don't like PayPal or anything like that, or you don't want to donate $5 a month because they'll charge you like $20 or something for every transaction you do, then just make one donation and it'd be like, Vinny, that's yours for the year, mate. Keep it, whatever. Many people have done that, and we'll see you just after the break at theevenlyeastwoodshow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I have this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what your promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist capitalist scum f***s who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room, and this little film screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar, roll the film. And it's a shot of a Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before. That looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll. And then the film, the screen goes up, and the lights come up, and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose above $1,625 an ounce Friday on safe haven buying. Gold last traded at $1,626 an ounce, silver $2,870. The weekend ahead could result in major changes for the Eurozone, said Julian Phillips, gold forecaster. Expect major developed world financial turmoil, he says. This heightens the risk, makes gold and silver a safe place to be. Prepare yourself for an ugly trading next week, according to Daily Reckoning. After the election, the Eurozone may finally kick Greece to the curb. If they do, I hope you're prepared, or you're going to have to trust Bernanke and the Fed cronies. Greece is the canary in the coal mine of financial collapse, writes Tim McLaughlin. Germany wants to make Greece's continued membership in the Eurozone difficult. Next task will be preventing a domino effect from Italy, Spain, Portugal, and Ireland. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. Full analysis of President Obama's speech by Lowell Ponte and Craig Smith. Yeah, there's two visions of America. Get your free copy of The Future of Money CD by calling 800-289-2646.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
now hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And by the way, other than plugging myself and asking people to support me and that kind of stuff, you'll notice that I kind of support everybody. All right, I'm not very picky about it. You know, I mean, it basically works like this: if you're even moderately cool, if you're even moderately close to the truth, I'll bring you on the show and promote you and get you to plug your websites. Why? Because I can. Right? Every single radio show host has this ability to let everybody who wants to say something, who is doing something important in their life and maybe can impart a little bit of knowledge on their radio shows. None of them do. None. I'm the only person who does this, as far as I've seen. Maybe Kerry Cassidy would probably be second closest. But she doesn't interview everybody. She only interviews specifically whistleblowers. Okay, and she's got the biggest audience here on American Freedom Radio because she's been doing it for a number of years, and she's very, very good at making sure that these testimonies and what have you are recorded and put online. Project Camelot's got a big following, and with a similar thread but different, and a different vibe. And what have you, is very similar to this show because we have on people who are esoteric, who may be talking about really strange and interesting things and what have you, who all have a very, enlightening story to tell. And one of the main points is to make sure that they plug their websites so that if you enjoy listening to them and you want to know more, you as the listening audience, this is a place where you can come to find new people to listen to find new information, perhaps things that you haven't seen or heard before. Because I know for a fact that most radio shows that I've ever listened to have the same guests on all the time, whereas you can listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show for 6 months. Basically, and you'll never hear the same person twice other than me. That's how diverse the range of people that we have on this show is. And why? It's because you, the listeners, tell me to interview them. Okay? Or you, the listener, is one of the said people and wants to be interviewed and emails me through the website. Okay? It is this easy for me to make sure that you're on radio for 2 hours to talk about whatever you want, to plug your websites, and then I put you on YouTube, and we put you on archives on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com, GorillaMedia.co.nz, onto my Facebook channel, onto the Facebook group, and so on, and the Twitter feed and all that. So there's 10 points of connection, minimum, for coming on the show that you get. All the different websites and all the different media and what have you that you accumulate. This is the public service right here, okay? Literally the public service, because you, the public who listen, are the ones who suggest all the guests, okay? That's why they're so different and diverse, because the people who listen to the show are just as interesting and just as diverse. Just like my very special guest, Matthew Marsh, from Wellington, New Zealand, the Celestial Serpent, the anti-NWO MC, who's going to be joining us for another hour from balance.com. Now, you want to write that one down, ladies and gentlemen. As Lindsay Williams would say, get your pen and paper ready at balance.com, balance.com. Kind of like a ballet with the ANZ Bank sponsoring it, balance.com.
Yeah, I actually realized after I kind of set everything up, chose my domain and all that, that it sounds like a perfect the name for ANZ. There's something to do with their money, but
maybe it would be for the ANZ customers who've got balls, Balllands.
Yeah, perhaps so.
Ball ANZ, you know, if you want to be a big risk taker and invest $500 million in one of our escrow accounts that's going to be given to David Rockefeller so he can work his magic on it, come to balance.com.
Yes, it was actually originally just meant to be just balance, but spelt with an NZ at the end, you know, just a bit more funky and something that was available on the domains and everything. But a lot of people, yeah, very few people actually guess that it's balance from the spelling, understandably.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking maybe like dance music, like balance.
Yeah. But I guess there's lots of potential for it.
Yeah. We're all about potential on the show. All right, the caller lines are now open, ladies and gentlemen. Moving away from balance. I love moving away from balance. 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. You want to call in and have a word or a chat with us here. Perhaps you're an MC and you want to ask some questions, or you want to ask some questions to me, or whatever. Okay, phone lines are open now, so you can call right on in. Now, before we go to those, on the other hand, I wanted to ask you the question that I normally ask all the guests on this show, if I remember. Is there anything that you kind of, in your normal life, or on radio, or in your songs, or anything, that you kind of just don't really talk about, because it might be a little bit hard for people to comprehend? Or they might just go, you know what, this guy's obviously friggin' nuts. I agreed with everything else he said, but he said that one thing that'll make me disagree. That'll make me disagree with him and think that he's nuts. So this is the place where I encourage people to say those things that you'd normally censor yourself about.
Well, nothing's coming to me off the top of my head. I mean, there's lots of very controversial things, but nothing. I guess the most potentially absurd thing that I believe is that every industry that we see today, from the medical to the political, economic, the banking, the law systems, they all came from old Roman systems, that they're all derivative of the Catholic Church in essence. So I guess that would be the most potentially obscure thing that I believe.
Well, elaborate.
Elaborate? Well, to me, all of these departments, so they're not all of them, but most of them are kind of built on vicarious atonement and kind of faith in something outside of yourself and putting your faith in a doctor, a priest, a lawyer. I mean, a lot of them are taking the power away from the people. And if you trace back kind of... the law especially is quite an easy one to research, then you'll find that all civil law, maritime law, and all this business that originated from Rome, like the Corpus Juris Civilis from the Justinian Emperor and things like this. There's been so many papal bulls and whatnot that links the church back to the law and back to the church and its ecclesiastic roots. And I guess you could find the same in other departments, but the law is especially interesting one to look at, because you'd think of these to be quite separate in the kind of ideal system, which we certainly don't live in.
Well, the thing that strikes me about the Vatican and a connection with New Zealand, I mean, because we've got a lot of New Zealanders that listen to the show now, and it's ever increasing every day. I think it's because people love the show so much they feel the necessary impetus to actually go and convince other people to start listening to it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, I forgot what I was going to say. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Westpac Bank, the bank that does all the government in New Zealand's banking. Guess who it's listed under the Securities and Exchange Commission owns it? Vatican City.
Yeah, well, it's things like that which sound so absurd, but when you do your research, then I mean it's pretty much hidden there in plain sight. You know, with all the symbolism, if you know anything about the etymological essence of words, then you can kind of pin it back and realize how all these things are structured. And I mean they're right there for anyone to research. You just gotta make the time to do it. And it's pretty amazing. They're definitely one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, corpus around today. And their rule is still very, very prominent in kind of every facet of the matrix. It's just not as obvious now. You know, that the church and state connection is much more subtle, and it's done through lots of kind of middlemen, corporations, and secret societies. And it's not as simple as it used to be, where they just straight up say what it is and prosecute you for it. You know, it's kind of changed its face and its image to survive.
Well, that's evolution.
Yes.
Okay, so you understand that which does not adapt does not survive, and if you look at the New World Order system, it's incredibly adaptive. Okay, every time it gets exposed in some reason or some way, or there's a consciousness shift and people start to go, hey, you know what, there's something wrong. Andrew Jackson gets elected, gets rid of the massive bank. Oh, pow, right in the back of the head. And it's just like, basically, I think they've got a real handle on how to control the world, provided it stays within its same parameters, provided they keep people asleep to their unlimited potential, provided, right? It's like an axiom, you know? You come up with an idea, you base every single other idea and action based off that one idea. If that one idea is wrong, it doesn't matter what your actions are, it's gonna be destroyed. Now, the New World Order's perspective, I feel, is that humans are slave scum, essentially. Incapable, very valueless, and trash, more or less. This is the perspective that they have for each and every human being. And I feel that might even extend to themselves. They believe that they're elite. But the thing is, when you project negativity, what you're doing is you're essentially attempting to throw it away from yourself because you're such a negative person. Okay, it's like having a hot potato in your hand, and you keep trying to bounce it so you don't get burned. Mm-hmm. That's what it's like. Your life really sucks, and you're a real evil person, and you really hate everything and everybody, and you can't help but try and get it away from you, to try and project it onto other people, because you're such a useless fracking scumbag, aren't you? We've got a caller in here. Anonymous, I think you are unmuted, caller. Welcome to the program.
Hello, this is Andrew from Hamilton.
Sup, Andrew?
Oh, I'm just enjoying your show today. I was just wondering if I could talk about free trade.
You mean slave trade? Sure.
That's exactly it. That's my whole point, because there's nothing free about it. All we're doing is shutting down the developed world, sending jobs to slave countries, paying them barely enough to live on, and then bringing back the goods here for all the owners to sell at a profit. Like, there's nothing free about it.
Well, hold on a second. There's no such thing as a free lunch, and there's no such thing as a free trade either.
That's true.
You know anybody who's traded anything for free recently?
No.
I mean, it's not a trade if it is like that.
That's true, and the evil thing about it is that they say that it's going to help all these poor people and give them a chance in life, but it isn't. Like, look at all the suicides at the Apple factories in China. Like, they're just driving people to suicide. They're not paying them enough, and really, like, we should just bring the jobs back here and, like, bring back equality to our country.
Well, they're trying to do to us the same thing that they did to the United States under NAFTA and GATT. I believe it was Al Gore, incidentally, that sold that fraud to them, that it'll be really good. Okay, cool. Here's a great thing for the economy. Outsource everything. Have no manufacturing and no capacity to produce wealth, and give it to somebody else who's poorer than you, who's going to pay their workers less, give them worse conditions, and then sell the products back to you at a lower price. So let me get this straight. You steal all our money off us, steal off our jobs so that we've got no money to pay for things, and you think that getting cheaper products that we can't pay for because we don't have any jobs is a good trade-off?
It's terrible. It's shocking. And I remember Al Gore. Al Gore had a debate with Ross Perot. It's on YouTube. And 20 years later, like, America's lost 8 million jobs. Like, the trade deficit is just terrible. Like, America is something like $14 trillion in debt. And, like, how on earth can it be good? Like, why don't we stop it and go back to the past? I mean, it's obviously a wrong turn.
Well, it's not a wrong turn, and this is the perspective that I think people need to understand. They're not making mistakes. They're doing something very, very deliberate and something very intelligent, okay? Just because it's evil doesn't mean it ain't a bright idea. It just means it's not a bright idea for freedom or for liberty or for health or wealth or well-being. It's only a good idea for scumbaggery.
Yes, that's true. Like, you're right. It is done on purpose. I'm sorry, I'll let the other man talk.
No, brother. You go ahead. What you're speaking about is important for the people to hear about. I was just elaborating that it's, you know, political science. It's a science. The way that they orchestrate is done in a very specific manner. It's a proven method of keeping society kind of operating in a pyramidal structure where the top dogs remain on the top and the people on the bottom. You know, they're the foundations of society, but they're working for peanuts, and those people often happen to be in third world countries making all the products that nobody needs and doing all the hard work, getting paid nothing. But no, continue with where you're going with that.
Well, we can't continue, unfortunately, because we're coming to break. Andrew, if you want to hold on till after the break, we'll be back in just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to call in and join the conversation, the number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. We'll be back in just a few minutes, and join us in the chat room at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Indigrow is your source for affordable induction grow lighting. First discovered in 1891 by Nikola Tesla, Indigrow lights deliver 11 years of electronic sunlight to your plants. Indigrow lamps require less than half the power of traditional HID lamps. Converting to Indigrow lights means you'll cut down on your power bill with less lighting. Indigrow lamps also use 5 times less mercury than traditional fluorescent or HID lamps, making Indigrow not only energy efficient, but environmentally friendly as well. No more switching out lamps between vegetative and flowering stages. As nature intended, your lights get a steady dose of UV light. That makes your plants grow healthier and stronger. Indigrow products are manufactured in San Diego, California, and come with a written 10-year warranty. What Tesla knew, then growers know now, is that Indigrow lighting is the cost-effective addition to your victory garden. To learn more or order now, go to inda-grow.com. That's inda-gro.com. Or call 877-452-2244 to answer any of your questions. These guys really know lights. Indigrow really is your sunlight in a box.
The Ten Commandments. Here's my problem. Why are there 10? I think the list of commandments was deliberately and artificially inflated to get it up to 10. Here's what they did. About 5,000 years ago, a bunch of religious and political hustlers got together to try to figure out how to control people, how to keep them in line. They knew people were basically stupid and would believe anything they were told, so they announced that God had given them some commandments. Up on a mountain, when no one was around, God had given them the Ten Commandments. Why 10? Why not 9 or 11? I'll tell you why. Because 10 sounds official. They knew if it was 11, people wouldn't take it seriously. It's a political document artificially inflated to sell better. 10 is the basis for the decimal system. It's a decade at the top 10, the 10 most wanted, the 10 best dressed. So having 10 commandments was really a marketing decision.
This is
is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question. What can I do? Gold is the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your frequency is ascending with Strange Universe Radio, the most popular internet program in the galaxy. Weeknight, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time with your host, Sean David Morton.
There's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
The show that's all about history repeating. And speaking of history repeating, all of those in the United States who used to have jobs, used to have sovereignty, used to have a country that wasn't filled to the brim with illegal aliens who, when they get stopped by police, don't even get asked for ID or licenses, and if they're speeding or murdering or killing or doing anything like that, have no repercussions whatsoever because they can't be bothered incarcerating them. Well, guess what's about to happen to New Zealand? The TPPA. And in fact, the only thing that it could be used for, that entire document, use the TPPA as TP. All right? That's what I'm talking about. Wipe that Shiite Muslim out of your butt cheeks with that document. Because, for goodness sake, it'll actually be more useful that way. Okay? At least that's a product you can use, as opposed to the entire document, which is a product which is designed to make sure that you get used. That's what I'm talking about. And we have a caller in, Andrew from Hamilton. You still there, buddy?
Yes, I'm here.
Cool. Anything else you wanted to say?
I've just Googled Ross Perot's debate with Al Gore on Larry King Live in 1993. If anyone wants to listen to it, everything Larry King said and everything that Al Gore said would help America has actually backfired. Like Al Gore said, it'll be able to send American products to other countries and sell them, but there's no products to send because America's factories have shut down. Like, if you just listen to the arguments, you'll just see how false it is.
Well, that's the definition of a shill, is it not? Somebody will sit there, spout the party line, even though they know it to be a whole bunch of BS, and then just keep having a fabulous career while everybody's unemployed and enslaved.
Yes, that's true.
What a fracker. Right. See, and this is the thing. Although I'm trying to be happy and make jokes about this, I'm really angry. Like the frustration and the rage, it bubbles underneath like the bog of eternal stench in the labyrinth. You know what I'm saying? It's like you get one toe dipped in any of these treaties or anything like that, and you'll smell bad forever, just like the bog of eternal stench. And quite frankly, I think John Key must be bathing in it, because every word that comes out of his mouth freaking stinks.
Yes, it sure does. I remember him promising not to raise GST, and he raised it to, by 2.5%. So we need to just stop voting for people who tell lies, people who won't keep their word. We just need to never vote for them again, I think.
Well, it's a shame that we can't elect the media.
Yes.
I was still wondering that. What if instead of having elections for politicians, it's actually a job? Okay, and you can't get elected to represent people. You actually have to be employed. You get, you go in, you put in your CV and whatever. Okay, the job's the prime minister. Okay, have you worked for an international banking cartel? Yes. Have you destroyed other people's economies whilst working for an international banking cartel? Yes. Are you a demonstrable liar? Yes. Are you capable of getting away with those lies without people even being suspicious of it and still loving you anyway and being doe-eyed retards? Yes. Okay, your prime minister.
Well, that seems to be how it works, doesn't it? Like, you'd have to be like a psychopath, like someone who just tells lies about everything and has no remorse and wants to hurt people. It just seems to be we're ruled by psychopaths who just create really tough laws to ruin our lives, and then they just pretend that they're helping us. Like, it's just terrible.
Well, we need to teach children about this kind of corruption, you know, like Harry McCleary from Donaldson's Dairy and Hercules Morse with no remorse, or something of that nature. You know, storybook characters that teach people these archetypes that become your rulers, your psychopathic overlords, and
the dark gods will rule over you.
You know, that kind of thing. I think that if people see psychopathy as a form of demonology, basically, and you understand that these people are basically like these dark entities or what, regardless of whether or not it actually is true, their actions actually belie the definition, don't they? How do demons act? They don't act honestly, do they? They act completely without remorse. They're not even on this plane of existence. They don't care about humans. We're like a garnishment on the ice cream sundae to them. They don't care about us, you know. It's just like something extra sweet to suckle on. And if John Key or any other globalist appointed bureaucratic scumbaggery filth comes up to me and tries to convince me to vote for them, they're not going to like what I have to say. Well, in fact, you know what happens? And this has come to light with this recent Ron Paul saga, is when you're ever asking these people questions, real questions, they go silent and they keep walking as if you're not even there and ignore you. That's why they get away with it. Because any time that they would answer a real question, they literally walk away with the answers and don't give them to you. If people can't answer questions, how would we ever know the truth about anything? How would the country know who's really in control? How would the country know what their agenda is if not a single point in time do they answer questions that need to be answered? And this is another thing. Another aspect of politicians. And there's an aspect of a lot of people that I really hate and I can't stand any longer. Repetition. These people will say a statement, and then when you try to ask them a question that requires a different answer, they will repeat that statement again. And then you ask them a different question, trying to get yet a different answer, and they repeat their same original statement again. This propaganda, puppeting, parroting scumbaggery is such a frustration to me. Because I like to have actual conversations, right? Where it's back and forth, as opposed to back. Where's the fourth? I got a call on my phone, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going good, mate. How are you? You're on the air on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Say hello to everybody.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on speakerphone, and we're using the microphone and everything like that. So, what can we talk to you about today?
I was just ringing you up about lending you that megaphone.
Lending me a megaphone? Is this Dan Ryan? Is it?
Yep.
Dan, my man. Dan, ladies and gentlemen, is an incredible activist who has two giant 100-watt megaphones, okay? Anybody see the videos of me with my little megaphone? That's a 15-watt. Dan's got two 100-megawatt ones. And we're having a chemtrail protest on the 30th of June. So, Dan, do you reckon you'll be able to hock us those megaphones for that day?
Definitely.
Choice. We will be rattling some windows on that day for sure, mate. Okay, cool. Well, do you have any shout-outs you'd like to give to the listeners?
Oh, no, just keep strong, keep protesting. Protesting makes you win.
All right. Thanks for your call, Dan, and I'll get back in touch with you closer to the time to get those megaphones off you.
Okay, then, mate.
Okay, cheers, Dan. Thanks for your call.
Cheers, mate.
All right. Okay. You understand the situation here at the Vinnie Eastwood Show a little bit better now, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm always in the middle of something. I can't not be. It's you know that situation that we all find ourselves in, where we don't think that our actions are entirely necessary, but we choose to do them, and then after we do them, and we do them for a while, you start to realize that other people think that you've got a reputation to uphold, that you have to keep doing those same things over and over again, when it was originally just a volunteer base. Nobody saw you as necessary before because nobody was doing it. But now that I have done all this stuff, been around for 4 years and got the radio show and the most popular Truther YouTube channel in the country and what have you, I have become necessary. I am now something that needs to be on air every day, constantly publishing the content. And you'll be surprised when people think that I'm necessary, when they appreciate me and the work that I do, they come out of the woodwork to support me. Okay? I came out of the woodwork myself to support everybody else because there was no media to give them a voice. And now that I have generated a platform, well, it was more to the point, been given a platform by American Freedom Radio to put those voices out and everything like that, people are showing up to support me because they understand that I am now absolutely necessary. And the more help that they give me, the more that I accomplish and the more that it helps them. It's a reciprocal, brotherly, family-type relationship. And that random call that I got just in the middle of the show is a perfect example of that. Somebody calling me up to give me two 100-watt megaphones that he himself used on John Key's house, incidentally. Who were we just talking about? He also used it on the family court at the Auckland District Court. They were having a big meeting. You know how the family courts work in every country, CPS and all of that sort of stuff. It's basically just a child pedophile trafficking ring. You know what I'm saying? and they were megaphoning these office buildings, right? And because they were having a big head honcho pedophile scumbaggery judges and lawyers meeting up the top, and they knew about it. Okay, they knew about it. So I got these megaphones up, wireless microphone, the whole deal, and protested outside that courthouse. The people inside that room, he later learned, heard every single word that they said, exposing scumbaggery to no end. Okay? That's the kind of people I meet on a daily basis. People who have amazing stories. People who are heroes, basically. And it's a heck of a lot of fun because you recognize something that, hey, the world's not just full of slovenly, useless idiots, are they? Because you find the diamonds in the rough and you find out just how valuable they really are. And if they're really good people, they value you too, and it becomes reciprocal. I just wanted to kind of tangentially take an aspect to that. Matthew, any words to add to that?
Not onto that specifically. I've just been kind of meditating on the concept of just projecting our unhappiness to these people, and they we've kind of established earlier that they thrive off that. That they've got a very strong parasitic nature to them, and. And I kind of think of them as vampires. They've got a very vampire-like characteristic to them, and it's the light which will destroy them. It's if you throw the energy back at them, well, you're not going to get anywhere. It's
Incidentally, they were using these megaphones and they were laughing and having fun and using the word scumbaggery.
Yeah, no, that's much better. I mean, there's lots of kind of things you can do. I was kind of thinking of specifically of Alex Jones and kind of the documentary he did on the Bilderberg Group, and they were kind of sitting out there, they were yelling at them, and they were, I mean, it's all good exposing the scumbaggery, but even if you you yell at them and you make them afraid that you're exposing their truths, I mean, making them more full of fear isn't going to help. So, I mean, to me, a lot of it comes down to a knowledge of metaphysics and how energy works and how, I mean, they're obviously trying to project a lot of negative things to us through many, many different variety of methods, and it's holding on to that energy instead of just observing it flowing past. It's kind of holding on to it and then trying to throw it back. That's creating a very kind of disruptive cycle. And it's very important to be able to generate good energies and focus your energies on good things rather than trying to get revenge. And you understand what I'm trying to get at?
I don't know about you, mate, but I hold on to grudges for a long time. Can't get rid of them. I don't know how. But when I do get my vengeance, and it usually years after the fact, long after this person's forgotten about me or anything like that, they'll have a little surprise. And basically, all that negativity that I was holding on to that whole time, holding this grudge or whatever, once I've gotten my own back, it does disappear, right? So vengeance works differently for me than it does for other people. Other people hold on to their grudges and the idea of getting their own back, but when they do, it doesn't satisfy them. It's not something. It's because they're not actually out for real justice against people who really deserve it. They're just going mm-hmm. after it because they themselves were personally afflicted and offended. Whereas the only people that I ever mess with and hold grudges against are people who have attacked not only me but many others.
Yeah, no, that's a valid point. What I'm pretty much just trying to get across is that, I mean, you've shifted the energy from you, but where is this energy going? It's potentially going to them, and they'll just be harboring more of this hatred, this self hatred, which ends up being the result of their behaviour and their thought process towards us.
Indeed. And sometimes it's a lot nicer idea to just send them a care package with some human feces in it. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show. We'll be right back after the break with another press fruit poll.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Critics and fans alike are calling the latest book by Sean David Morton, Sands of Time, amazing. 5 stars. A soaring adventure. Better than anything by Dan Brown and James Patterson by far. A sweeping, epic masterpiece. Incredible true story of Dr. Ted Humphrey and his involvement with Area 51, the Dulce Wars, the Montauk Project, and his meteoric rise to become head of an all-powerful shadow government engaged in a desperate above-top-secret race against time to save the world. Sands of Time is truly remarkable, a rare and precious look look behind the curtain of New World Order super technology with enough hard science to convince even the most cynical skeptics. From the Philadelphia Experiment and Roswell to teleportation and time travel, Sands of Time solves the mysteries that have been baffling the world for 70 years, proving that all we have come to accept as reality is wrong. Sands of Time by award-winning author Sean David Morton, available exclusively as a signed first edition hardback only at StrangeUniverseRadio.com. Read this fantastic book and never be the same.
You, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. As a result, you can do what you want with your own body and own the product of your labor. The implication is that it is morally wrong to initiate force against someone else or their property, because to do so is to violate their rights. Therefore, all human interactions should be free of force, fraud, and coercion, and people should be free to exercise their rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. When you learned don't hit and don't steal, it wasn't unless you work for the government. When you learned thou shalt not kill, it wasn't unless your dear leader gives you a gun and a uniform and a one-way ticket to the other side of the world. Government is force, an opinion with a gun, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but with knowledge, philosophy, and technology, we are empowering ourselves and each other to have the courage to move past the paradigm of statism and restrain government to only moral uses of force, at least until we replace it with the cooperative free market solutions that will soon render it obsolete.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
You're listening to the Future of Talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, do me a favor, smash the television and burn the newspaper. That shit will never tell you that the president's a traitor. Believe what you want, but my evidence is greater. What you know about the Bilderberg and New World Order? What you know about the real fluoride in your water? What you know about the breed of uranium and the mortar? What you know about AIPAC controlling the reporter? What's wrong with the world? People kill people that other people command. Middle East is a modern day attack on a native land. Project eugenics planned on the common man, expand the military industrial complex. Annex or install you with chemical objects. Vex the psyop attacking
ladies
your conscience. Next, your
to the show that's all about keeping it banks. That's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's an MC right there by the name of Genocide. You can go to genocide.wordpress.com or genocide rap, sorry, .wordpress.com. You can get one of his albums. He's probably one of my favorite anti-New World Order MCs. And here we have another one of them, and I think I'm going to actually try and hook them up together because they're both in New Zealand. In fact, we've got a few anti-New World Order MCs in New Zealand, and what I really wanted to do is try and get them all together. You know, like do a friggin' Truther concert or something like that. I reckon it'd be cool. I mean, you wouldn't have quite so many people turn up to it or whatever, because truthers are a very cryptic species, not unlike sea slugs, and difficult to get them all in a room together. But when they are in a room together, it's real hard to get them to leave. Because they keep having these real awesome conversations and having fun. And it's just like, oh my God, I'm not surrounded by slaves while I'm here. That's what I'd like to see. That's what I'd want to happen, is everybody just getting together and having some fun and having some conversations. Like, we had a conversation after the show Friday last week, right? And I think there's about of the listeners from the show in the chat room who joined us on a Skype call. And I was on there for about maybe 3 hours, but then I had to go help the missus clean out the chook house and vacuum and dishes and, you know, housework. We all got to do that stuff. And they continued on for 5 hours without me. You know, so in total, that's an 8-hour conversation. This is how much energy we give each other. That's why the New World Order doesn't want us to meet. That's why the New World Order wants us to remain separated, wants us to think that we're alone. We're not alone. And we're together. We're very, very, very powerful and energetic and happy. And that's exactly what they don't want. Hence, they keep us apart. So if you want to join in the conversation after the show today, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com chat room and pop in your Skype name there, or email it to me or something of that nature. And after the show, we'll bring you on a Skype call together, and we'll all have a conversation after the show. I won't be able to be with you for too long today because I have somebody coming round to the house with cameras and equipment and such of that nature. He's interviewing all the conspiracy theorists, well, the top conspiracy theorists in New Zealand, and apparently I am one now. And it's about the five most important conspiracies to each and every person and of their personal opinions and what have you. So that's going to be interesting. He'll be dropping around about to, I think, 4.5 hours after the show finishes today. So that will be nice. And so we can definitely have a little bit of a conversation with the people on the Skype for maybe an hour after the show. Matthew, are you keen to join in as well?
Yeah, I'll jump in for a little bit and no sweat.
All right, cool beans. Because I think it's very important to get to know your audience. And more to the point, let your audience actually get to know you as a real person, okay? It completes the puzzle. There's so many things that we're unfamiliar with, okay? We don't really know who our radio show hosts are, okay? We don't know their background. We haven't talked to them personally. And we get these ideas that of who they are in our heads. And often that builds up a lot of pressure because you're overthinking it. And this happens in every social situation. The more you overthink it and try to figure out somebody without talking to them, the worse an idea you get, and the bigger a picture you get, you come up with in your mind that blocks out the reality of it. And then when you go to actually talk to these people for the in person, you realize, oh my God, they're pretty straightforward, down to earth blokes. I was making up a whole bunch of stuff in my head that didn't exist. How interesting. Or at least that's the way I've been treated by the listeners who've spoken to me in real life. But then again, I can't understand why they would think any different, because I am in real life as I am on the radio, apart from FCC regulations. When you have these private conversations with me, you'll notice that I've actually got quite the potty mouth. And being on American Talk Radio has been a great exercise in me, restraining myself, almost like an FCC dog collar or some description around my rabid, foamy mouth and what have you. So anyway, final segment here, ladies and gentlemen. We've only got about 5 minutes left in the program. So, Matthew, what do you feel is the most important thing in all the universe? Not to everybody else, but to you personally. What is something that you actually truly care about that you wish to share with other people?
Balance and love. I mean, you can break it down to something as simple as love, which is another word for light. That's what it comes down to me, the energy that you let off to other people, and you can control that through the breath, the breath work and many other forms of meditative understanding. And I guess that's what it comes down to me. Be the revolution that you want to see around you. Live a lifestyle of simplicity. You know, get involved in communal gardens and in anything that brings you closer to the people and brings you closer to your inner self.
Mm-hmm. how many times have we all gone through any experience? It doesn't matter what it is. And your conclusion becomes, there's something wrong here, right? You know, it doesn't matter whether you're going into school for the first time and people are starting to pick on you, as happened to me during high school. You realize, hold on a second, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm actually a good person. Why are these people picking on me? It's because they are conditioned into it. They got bad stuff going on in their lives, and they've been conditioned to, instead of accepting that, yep, I'm a scumbag, sorry, okay, I've got to make amends for it, they go, you know what, I'm cool, I'm better than everybody else, and so I'm just going to act like a scumbag to them, which is stupid. It doesn't make any sense. And all those people wind up losing all their friends. Okay, it happened to one of my friends, Jono, when he was a kid. When he was like 14 or something of that nature, he used to always crack on the other people that hung around him. He's like a school bully kind of thing, you know. He had a growth spurt earlier on, bigger than everybody else, intimidating people, stealing their lunch money and what have you. And then everybody else had a growth spurt and he didn't. He suddenly wasn't the big boy anymore. And he recognized that all of these people that were following him around, who were basically just sycophantic, you know, it happens to lots of psychos and stuff like that today. They don't really care about him anymore, and they didn't want to be his friend anymore. And suddenly he had nobody to kick a ball around with, nobody to hang around with, nobody to have fun with. And it was just because you're in school and your size, and that's the thing that happens in our conditioned states. You change the environment from which you're learning, change the environment for which you're existing, and it turns out to be everybody else's fault, right? And then once you realize that that's a lie, that everything actually in a lot of ways is your fault, you start to take responsibility and start to improve as a human being, but not before.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, these bullies that we see on the larger scale with all this power, they're just projecting their insecurities onto others the same way that someone that a bully in a schoolyard would do the same thing. They're just abusing the power. I guess the bully would be doing it because he's bigger, but a big, you know, president, corporate, Black Pope would be exercising the power that he has over other people and not using it for the good of others. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
See, that's the thing. You're given power. You can either, let's say we take my friend Jono's example. He was given power and size and strength, and instead of using that to protect the weak, he used it for himself to intimidate and get what he wanted from the weak. You're not supposed to do that. And he got punished as a result. It was like the universe teaching him a lesson. And we all get taught lessons like that all the time. And they're pretty harsh lessons when we learn them. I mean, getting arrested, for example. Mate, if you ever, ever get arrested, God help you. It sucks, man. The reality dawns on you that not only are these people not honorable, not only are they dishonest, not only are they lying, cheating, violent scum, but they'll also make fun of you and bully you while they're doing it.
Yeah. What? I just think of them as they're soldiers of the Inquisition. They're very unaware of the position of which they're put in and the role that they're playing and the effects it's having on society. So it's you got to remember that these people are, you know, they're ignorant, but they shouldn't be. You shouldn't direct your hatred towards them because they're just cogs in the machine. You know, they're just doing what they've been taught to do. So what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do about it, ladies and gentlemen? It's not a rhetorical question. Actually, try and find an answer. On the internet, it's like, oh, what can I do? What can I do? That's not the end of the conversation. You're actually supposed to try and answer that question. What can I do? What should I do? But more importantly, ask yourself, what feels right? And that will guide you You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show, and thank you very much for doing so. Those of you who want to join The Vinnie Eastwood Show social network, you can email me through the website, thevinnieeastwoodshow.com/contact.html, or go to the chat room at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, put in your Skype name there, and we'll add you to the conversation right about now. We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.